Chair dictating a 6-minute walk test on Richard Glass. This goes to Heather Goldfuss, comma, PA on 2/15/22. Mr. Glass performed a 6-minute walk test, period. Prior to ambulating, room air saturation was 99%, period. After walking 469 meters in 6 minutes, his saturation was 96%, period. In a paragraph, impression, normal exercise tolerance without demonstrable hypoxemia. Next is a pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on Peter Demalli, D-E-M-A-L-L-I-E. This goes to Dr. Girard. On 2/15/22, Mr. Demalli performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry, period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forceful capacity was moderately impaired, and there was a severe degree of airways obstruction, period. After bronchodilators, the only improvement was in the forced vital capacity, which is probably effort-related, period. In a paragraph, impression, severe chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component, period. Next is a pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry on Joseph Wynn, W-Y-N-N-E. This goes to Dr. Sarah Ward. On 2/15/22, Mr. Wynn performed pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry, period. Prior to the inhalation bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was severely impaired, and there was a severe impairment in flow rates, period. The air velocity index was less than 1, period. The ratio of FEF 25-75 over FVC was less than 0.8, period. Compared to a study from an outside source, data 2/25/20, there has been deterioration of lung function, period. Paragraph, impression, severe chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component. And when compared to a study data 10/13/21, there's been no significant change, period. Thank you. Next, pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry on Derek Green. This goes to Debbie Varnum, comma, PA. On 2/15/22, Mr. Green performed pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry, period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was normal. There was no significant airways obstruction or bronchioreactivity, period. Paragraph, impression, normal study. Next is a pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry on Richard Johnson. On 2/15/22, Mr. Johnson performed pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry, period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was normal. There was no airways obstruction or bronchioreactivity noted, period. Compared to a study dated 8/10/21, there's been no change, period. A paragraph, impression, normal study. Next is a pre- and post-bronchodilator. Nope, I did that already. So that's it. Thank you.